Welcome back to Ask the Experts, where today we're at Greene County Medical Center talking about Foot Health Awareness Month. And I'd like to welcome Dr. Kelsey to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself and the department.
Like you said, my name is Dr. Kelsey Sukhavadi. I am a doctor of podiatric medicine and surgery working here at Greene County Medical Center. I'm originally from Manton, Iowa, so just north of here. I did my medical school at Des Moines University and my surgical residency in Waterloo, and now I'm here practicing.
Well, we're excited to have you. Now, spring is right around the corner, and summer's following up right behind it. People are shedding off their heavy winter footwear, showing off their feet. Okay, not me, but a lot of people are showing off their feet. Feet do a lot more than just look good. Tell us a little how they affect our entire body.
So feet are really our foundation for our entire body, really providing support and balance, assisting in our posture and really just helping with our overall well-being. They're very complex, 26 bones, 33 joints, and over 100 muscles, tendons, ligaments affecting our feet. So problems with our feet can really affect our entire body, especially as we're transitioning from the winter months into those cute summer shoes.
I had somebody once tell it to me, like, it's like a foundation in a house. If it isn't solid, then it affects everything above it. And what you're saying falls right in line with that. Why is it important to have our feet checked, especially at this time of year?
So as we just talked about, April is National Foot Health Awareness Month. So really a great reminder for all of us to check our feet. Looking at things, usually when we catch things earlier, they're easily corrected. So are feet flattening? Are we getting bunions, hammer toes, painful calluses? Are we having any skin changes? Those things are a lot easier, fixed early than letting them become a bigger problem. Again, as we talked about, our feet are really our foundation. And so checking them now, getting things set up, really helps.
So just like a lot of things in life, catch it early, identify it early, and get it treated early. What signs should be followed up on when scheduling a visit to a podiatrist?
Really, any type of foot pain, foot or ankle pain, skin changes, open wounds. So heel pains, ankle pain, any sort of clicking or popping, any sort of different skin color changes, mold. Anything like that really can be a sign of a larger problem. So getting those things checked out early is a good idea, especially for our diabetic patients. As we know, foot problems are a big part of diabetic complications. So getting those things checked out is always good.
I know there's that old adage that it's a pain is normal. Pain is not normal. It's your body's way of telling you that something is wrong. What tips do you have for people on improving their overall foot health?
So first and foremost is just paying attention to your feet. So are you having pain somewhere? Do they look different? What makes them feel good? What is causing you pain? Getting a good, really good supportive pair of shoes is kind of the first step. And of course, if things aren't feeling good, if you're noticing changes, getting into your local podiatrist, or your family practice doctor to getting things checked out early.
So how often are you here in Jefferson, and how can our listeners schedule an appointment with your office?
So I am here on Mondays and Tuesdays, and appointments can be made by calling 515-386-2488.
We'll go ahead and repeat that number one more time for me.
515-386-2488.
So we covered a lot of things regarding the feet. Is there anything that more that you would like to add?
Really, what I want to stress to everyone, including my patients, is that, there's this common misconception that foot pain is normal. I'm an athlete. I do a lot of physical activity. It's normal that my ankle hurts. I'm aging. It's just a normal part of aging to have foot pain. Or I'm on my feet all day at my job. I have to wear not supportive shoes. It's just normal. So those things aren't normal. And so getting in to see me or another podiatrist, your family practice doctor, very important to get those things checked out, because foot pain isn't normal. And there are things that we can do conservatively and surgically to make them feel better. And I think here at Greene County, we have a great team that works together to get you back on your feet.
Well, I'm excited for the commitment that you guys have made here at Greene County Medical Center to make sure that our communities are taken care of. Thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Ask the Expert, and we'll be back with more on Raccoon Valley Radio.